Okay, what's your question?
This continuation about mosquitoes. Because if I found this is a very practical question, but
yeah,
I found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada wrote in 5 canto 26:17. So he says that by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, low great living beings like bugs and mosquitoes suck the blood of human beings and other animals. Such insignificant creatures are unaware that their bites are painful to the human being. However, first-class human beings, brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, are developed in consciousness, and therefore they know how painful it is to be killed. A human being endowed with knowledge certainly commits sin if he kills or torments insignificant creatures who have no discrimination. The Supreme Lord punished such a man by putting him.
I got it. What's your question? Well, you know, that's fifth canto. That's Prabhupada's making a very general statement there, because he's saying, I agree, and it's a fact, and it's also shastric, that to kill innocent living entities. When I said nishachari, I think that it's nishachari means because I asked the same question to Advaita Das, because my friends in Delhi were using this chemical all out. I use a mosquito net. And if I see a mosquito in the house, I catch him in my hand and I throw him out. Okay? So there's two points. Prabhupada's writing there, he's saying that innocent creatures like mosquitoes. Alright? So there's innocent creatures like rabbits, like mice, frogs. How many are killed every day by scientists? Or anything like this. Or ants. But there's two categories. There's innocent creatures, and there's creatures that will kill me. Because in that purport, he says innocent creatures, and he lumps in mosquitoes there. And that purport of that fifth canto Bhagavatam about, in other words, the question is, can people kill mosquitoes or not by using mosquito coils or mosquito chemicals? You know, and Prabhupada's saying we shouldn't kill any insignificant entity in a purport of fifth canto. But that's his purport. That's not Shastra. That's his statements. I mean, it's Saruvani. But the Shastra, I quoted, I don't have it in front of me, but I asked Advaita, and he said it's in Hari Bhakti Vilas or in one Purana. He quoted the verse, Nishachari. He said those entities that are acting to kill us. So when this is, you're quoted from a purport, the fifth canto, and he mentioned mosquitoes. Possibly in 1975 in Hawaii, when Prabhupada was writing the commentaries of the fifth canto, which you read from your computer, maybe mosquitoes didn't carry deadly diseases. But since time immemorial in India, since the 70s or before, mosquitoes carried malaria. And malaria you can cure with quinine. There was some chemical. But now there's over time, now it's 2014, mosquitoes are carrying different diseases. They became more powerful and more poisonous. And maybe now their category has changed. They're no more simply a mosquito. It's no longer an innocent entity. Just like, for example, if someone's walking down the street, a human being, and you shoot him, that's called murder. It's against the scriptures. It's against the laws of God. You get hung at evening, or you should get shot. You murdered someone. That's the penalty. But if that same human being is carrying a machine gun, and he's walking down the street shooting people, and the policeman comes and kills him, that's not murder. Because now he's not in the category of an innocent human being. He's in the category of a murderer himself, who is killing people, innocent people, with his machine gun on the street. In a wild madness of, he's gone berserk. So mosquito at one time, maybe 30, 40 years ago, was in the category of innocent entity that would just bite you and fly away, and it would hurt and it would sting. Like a bee, for example. A honeybee is a very valuable entity, but he's innocent. And then by chance, if he lands on you and you touch him, he'll sting you. So if you become angry and say, oh, you dirty honeybee, you stung me, and it's very painful. But it doesn't kill you. So then you kill the honeybee. That's what Prabhupada is referring to. But today, a mosquito is no longer an innocent little bug, like a honeybee. Honeybee or a ladybug or some other bug. It's called a bug. You know, bug means insect, right? Six legs. So now he's carrying dengue, D-E-N-G-U-E. All Indians know, dengue, fever. There's epidemics in Bombay and Delhi. 500 people die, 300 people die from the bite of the mosquito. So in another purport, Prabhupada says, even in his own Lilamrita, he was amazed when he saw that his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, ordered a brahmachari in the mat in Mayapur. He said, oh, see that snake, kill that snake. And Prabhupada wasn't initiated. Bhaktivedanta was Abhay Bhai or Abhay Charan, Abhay Day, and he was visiting his guru. And he heard his guru was standing on the veranda and he was ordering. This is in Prabhupada's life story, his biography by BBT. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said, kill that snake. And Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta, he was disturbed. How is it possible? This innocent snake is just crawling around. And then he was disturbed. Then he read later in Shastra that poisonous living entities like cobras and poisonous snakes or scorpions and snakes, they can be killed. If a saintly person or anyone kills them, there's no karma for that. There's no sinful reaction because they're dangerous to human beings. If a cobra bites you, you die. If a scorpion bites you, practically die, or you may die if it's a big scorpion or if you're a little child. So it says right there in Shastras and Puranas and other places. So Prabhupada later, he said, I came to know that my guru was ordering that snake to be killed by his disciple because it was a cobra. And Navadvip and Mayapur is full of cobras, thousand cobras. There's more cobra bites, there's more human beings bitten by cobras in Navadvip Mandal than all of India. You know Navadvip? Gaur Mandal? There's thousands of them there. They love it over there. Cobras. So the mosquito in 2014, the mosquito, if he bites you, you can die. That's not an innocent, harmless living entity, like a ladybug. A ladybug may bite you, or a honeybee may bite you. They're innocent. They're also insects. They're innocent. But a mosquito is not innocent. It's an insect that can kill you. So that type of entity comes under the category in Shastra in Sanskrit, Nishachari, which means he's acting against my existence, which means he's going to kill me. So I can kill him and there's no karma. This is the Shastras. This is the fact. What you personally do, I use a mosquito net. It's practical. And I live in the country, I don't live in Delhi. So there's not so much of that dengue fever. And sometimes in Mathura here you hear about this dengue fever. It's in the newspaper. Mathura also, in Agra, but very much so in Delhi, Bombay, big cities, because more people hear more about it. So they're very uptight about mosquito. Any random mosquito that bites you may kill you. So naturally, someone comes in your living room with a machine gun, you'll be anxious, no? You can say yes. You'll be anxious. You know, anxious means you'll be looking for a club, you're looking for something, you smack the guy, you don't know. The guy walks in, how's everything going here? You don't want to push the guy and grab the machine gun, or you defend yourself because he's a crazy man with a machine gun walking in your living room. Why do you want to eliminate him? Because he may kill you. So a mosquito is flying around in Delhi in your living room, he lands on your child and bites your child will die. If he bites on you, he lands on you and bites you, you can die. So this is the fact. This is the Shastras say, Nishachari, those living entities which will act against my life, they can be killed. You know, they're aggressors, they're coming to kill me. And if they bite me, they'll kill me. So if I kill them or I burn this all out or all these chemicals that people burn to prevent or drive away or kill the mosquitoes, that's fine, even for devotees. Personally, I don't feel like smelling those chemicals when I sleep. This is a Shastra, but I use a mosquito net, and I don't try to be out in the garden at sunset and sunrise when all the mosquitoes are flying around biting everyone. And if I sometimes see one in the house, and or if I'm in the bathroom, they collect over there, and I catch a few of them. But I learned how to catch them with my hand. I open my hand and close it, and I go to outside to the door and open my hand. They fly off my hand, so I don't kill them. You have further question on this? So that's of course Prabhupada's purport, but that's not what the Shastras say. So as even someone would tell me once I met people, they say, I have Prabhupada's books, and Prabhupada's books have commentaries, but still I don't understand them. Until I met a devotee who gave classes and gave a seminar in Bhagavad Gita, I didn't understand. So even the books with their commentaries, you need someone to explain to you. That's why it says in Shastra that you always need a guru to understand the truth. Krishna himself says that. The Shastras are full of truth of God, but you cannot just open a Shastra and receive that truth of God. You need a teacher and a guru to reveal that truth. Because it's alaukik, it's transcendental truth. So you need a living transcendental person to unfold it for you. That's why Krishna says in Gita 4:34, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. He says, go to someone, serve him. Pranipatena. Pranipat means dandabat. Lie like a stick at his feet. Offer your body, mind, words, everything at his feet. And then serve him. Sevaya. First you surrender, then you serve. Then you third thing is prashna. Pari prashnena sevya. So you can ask pari prashna. Prashna means question. Pari means a variety of. Like pari brajak, I mean moving in all directions. So all different questions about sadhana bhakti, sadhana, sadhya, etc. Then you can ask. So that implies, you can. Otherwise you can just say, well, I have the shastra, I don't need anything more.